This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Sudanese pro-democracy protesters rallied Sunday outside the presidential palace in Khartoum, braving tear gas, a mass deployment of armed soldiers, and a telecommunications blackout. They demonstrated against an October 25th coup launched by military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. As with previous demonstrations, which have become regular since the coup, authorities erected roadblocks with shipping containers blocking Nile River bridges between the capital and outlying areas. The internet and cell phones have not worked since the morning, and security forces were perched on armored vehicles with heavy machine guns watching passersby. But thousands of Sudanese nonetheless came out to demonstrate for what they are calling in memory of the martyrs, with at least 54 protesters killed since the coup, according to medical sources. Young men on motorcycles were seen ferrying wounded protesters to hospitals as security forces blocked ambulances from reaching them. Top U.S. pandemic advisor Anthony Fauci said Sunday the United States is experiencing, quote, almost a vertical increase in COVID cases as the Omicron variant sweeps the country, but the peak may only be weeks away. Quote, we are definitely in the middle of a very severe surge and uptick in cases, Fauci said on ABC television, calling the soaring infection rate unprecedented. With the Omicron variant of the virus sweeping around the world, more than 440,000 new cases were reported in the U.S. on Friday, almost exactly 200,000 more than during a peak last February. But Fauci said the experience of South Africa is offering hope as the strain is starting to subside there. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday the fire at the South African Parliament in Cape Town was, quote, a terrible and devastating event. The blaze caused extensive damage, collapsing the roof and gutting an entire floor in one building, with firefighters partially containing the blaze after several hours. It happened a day after the country said farewell to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a hero of the struggle against apartheid, during a state funeral in Cape Town. The fire erupted at the Parliament complex just before 6 a.m. local time on Sunday, with flames bursting from the roof of a building and a plume of smoke could be seen from miles away. The president added the work of Parliament will carry on. The cause of the blaze is not yet known, but Ramaphosa said somebody was being held in custody and questioned. 11 soldiers were wounded and 29 so-called terrorists neutralized in a weekend attack on security forces in Burkina Faso's troubled northwest, the army said on Sunday. Military and police units came under attack on Saturday, quote, by armed individuals, the army said. Quote, the fighting caused injuries to 11 soldiers who were treated. Their response and counteroffensive allowed the neutralization of 29 terrorists and the recovery of a large amount of combat material, including weapons, vehicles, and communication equipment, the statement said. Since 2015, Burkina Faso has been facing regular and deadly jihadist attacks, particularly in the northern and eastern regions close to Mali and Niger, countries also battling armed jihadist groups. These attacks, often coupled with ambushes and attributed to jihadist movements affiliated with the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda, have killed more than 2,000 people and forced more than 1.4 million to flee their homes. Israel's military says it launched strikes against militant targets in the Gaza Strip a day after rockets were fired from the Hamas-ruled territory. Early Sunday, video filmed in the southern Gaza Strip showed three huge explosions and fighter jets could be heard flying over. There was no immediate confirmation of possible casualties. The Israeli military said the attacks targeted a rocket manufacturing facility and a military post for Hamas. It also blamed the militant Islamic group for violence emanating from the territory it controls. It was not clear whether the rockets Saturday were meant to hit Israel, but Gaza-based militant groups often test fire missiles toward the sea. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.